from Chabez at the bottom. Okay, so let's begin on the bottom of Chabez and Mabez. So the Mishnah tells us, Hakol Ksherim Lichtavus Aget. Everybody is acceptable to write a get. The Gemara is going to qualify that statement in a moment, but at least at first glance, it sounds like everybody, Afilu Cheresh Eit V'Katan, even a Cheresh, someone who cannot hear, cannot speak, someone who's considered to be a Lavar Da'as, he's usually not included in the mitzvahs and usually can't do affect things in halacha. Or shaita, somebody who never is suffering from different bits of insanity. The katan, someone who's a child. So people who are normally associated with being labanei das, they could still write again. The ishka seves as gita, the ishka seves shavro. A woman could write her own get. She could be the sofera. She could be the one who puts the words on the paper. And similarly, a man could write his shover. Shover is the receipt for the ksuba. So normally, you would think that it's the man who writes the get and the woman who writes the shover. So the Mishnah says it doesn't really matter who actually puts the ink onto the piece of paper. The only thing that matters is who's signing the get. So if the get is signed by people or the shover is signed by people, who do the actual writing doesn't really make much of a difference. So the Gemara is going to qualify this Mishnah about 100 times over. Again, the simple meaning of the Mishnah is really, really downplaying the act of ksiva proper. So yes, the Gemara, wait a second. These people, the Chayre Shait V'Katan, Alav Bar Das, the people who are not halachically considered to be of any degree of understanding, and therefore, as Rashi says on the spot, what happened to Lishma? With 22 blood into the Pesachta, we've learned once or twice that you require ksiva seget Lishma. So how could it be that these people could write again if they cannot affect Lishma? Amar Rav Huna, Husha Gadol Omer Gavra. The topic of Gimel Menachos, so who introduces us the concept that you can have a Gadol Omer Gavra. So the child, the 8-year-old, is writing again. He himself is not capable of thinking Lishma, but you can have an adult who's standing over him and knocking him over the head and saying, write it Lishma, write Lishma, write Lishma. So the Gemara is saying that whenever you have a Gadol Omer Gavra, that's going to work. So Amalei Rav Nachman challenged Rav Huna El Miata, that's right, that the halacha accepts this idea of a gol omen agabov, of a kechavim v'yisrael omen agabov v'chanami t'kosher. So maybe the same should be true by a goy. If you have a goy writing a get, and a Jew is standing over him and instructing him to write the Shema, maybe that should work. So yeah, maybe the chitei machinami. The question says, really? Are you really going to say that? It can't be. V'atari we went to the brisa of a kechavim puzzle. And if a goy writes a get, so the get is outright puzzle, and the brisa doesn't give any possibility of a goy opening a gap. So now we're in a pickle. So if you're learning pshat in the Mishnah, that the only way to accept the get written by the katan is because you accept this principle of goy opening a gap. So the parallel din should be true when it comes to a non-Jew. And we know, in fact, that that's not the case. So what is the difference? So answers the Gemara, of a gechom l'dayte d'nafshi avad. The non-Jew, he does on his own, he's in his own orbit, he's in his own planet, he's doing his own thing. So he's not really paying attention to Rabbi Lishma, even though the Jew is Omer al Gavav. There's a big machlokes rishonim, what in the world that means. That according to Rashi's Pshat the Gemara, is that the non-Jew is just, he doesn't think these terms. Lishma, Lishma, Lishma. We're used to those ideas of Kavana and Lishma. That's a very Jewish kind of a concept. He doesn't know what you're talking about. So he said, yeah, whatever the rabbi says, that's not really acceptable. So when the Gemara says that the Goy does it on his own das, not das Lishma, it's just a technical issue. Whereas the Rambam seems to learn that it's a halachic issue, that the non-Jew is not capable of halacha. It's somehow the non-Jew is mufka, he's excluded from the sugya of Lishma entirely. So that's hopefully Met Hashem and some of the Iyun Shurim. We're going to come back to the sugya way before we get the Chav Gimel. Hopefully we'll come back to the sugya a little bit and see what this is very, very important in terms of whether this is just a technical issue or whether this is more of a halachic matter.
So in the monasteries of all, in Ireland, the monks
They were sitting right all day. Yeah, I can't tell you when they did the Shema, not that I can't tell you, but they definitely did the writing. That is correct. Oh, so that's what the Gemara is assuming, that the katan, so he's going to listen to the adult. Because as we all know, our kids always listen to us. Everything we tell our kids to do, so of course they pay attention. Whereas the non-Jew, according to Rashi, he's in his own orbit. He's thinking his own things. So whatever the Pshat Gemara is, the bottom line is the Gemara sticking to this distinction, that the principle of Gadol Omer Agavav exists, whereas the principle of Yisrael Omer Agavi Agoy doesn't exist. And that explains why there is this distinction that a get written by a katan is kosher, as the Mishnah says, whereas a get written by a goy is possible, as the Brisa says. So says the Gemara, not so simple. Hodom Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman backpedaled from what he said. Rav Nachman was the one who said that a goy can't write a get. Rav Nachman said, not so simple. Love Milsi Diyamri. No, what I said before is not true. That it could be that a goy may be able to write a get. How do I know? What would the source be to accept even a goy writing a get? There's a mishnah a little bit later on that talks about who is disqualified from bringing a get, who cannot be the shaliach to bring a get. And the other mishnah says explicitly a non-Jew is disqualified. So if you notice, there are actually two mishnahs. Our mishnah talks about ksivas again and speaks about cherishat v'katan. The next mishnah, you don't even have to turn the page, it's on the bottom of Chagim Amud Aleph, where the mishnah says that kol ksheir v'lohavis again chutz v'cherishat v'katan v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' from bringing the get, implying that maybe really a goy is kosher to write a get. So Rav Nachman said before, a goy is possible to write a get. Why is that? What happened to Yisrael Oben Agamav? And we had to give a shtickle Torah. Why a goy is different? Now Rav Nachman's backpedaled and said, wait a second, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a goy is actually kosher to write a get. And we even have a source for that. If the Mishnah felt the necessity to disqualify a goy from bringing a get, implying that to write a get would be acceptable. So says the Gemara, but wait a second. But there's a brisa. I mean, it's a cute diuk, but Lamaisa, the Tanoim say explicitly in the brisa that a goy is possible. So it comes with Nachman and makes it about face, and he says, wait a second. Hahi Vaday Rabbi Elozahi, the Amr Eide Mesira Karsi, Ubaidan Ksiva Lishma, Vaday of Gichom and Adin Hashikovid. So Rav Nachman says, wait a second. This is a throwback to the old machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elozer. We spoke about this many times already, as to when the Torah says, V'chosov Mosefer Krisus, the Torah says there are dinim of Ksivas Aget. So one of the dinim of Ksivas Aget, it has to be written Lishma. What is Ksivas Aget? What do the words mean, V'chosov Mosefer Krisus? So according to Rabbi Elozer, it means writing the following statement, I, Reuven, are divorcing Rachel, Haret, Utes, Cholodam, the whole text of the Get. That is the word, those are the words of the Chosel of Sefer Krisus, and those words have to be written, Lo, Lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, those are not really the words. The real oomph, the real thrust of the Get, the real strength of the Get is in the Chasimas. If a piece of paper with a couple of words on it, nobody saw it at the bottom, it's not worth the paper that's written on. What gives the Get its strength is the Chasimas of the signatures. All the dinim of Ksivas again are Lishma, etc., are going on the Chasima, not the Ksiva, says Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, anybody can write a get. A goy can write a get. They couldn't care less who wrote the get. What matters is who signs the get, whether that's the Lishma or not. So comes Rabbi Nachman and says, and now all the pieces of the puzzle now fit together. Our Mishnah that says that anybody could write a get, that forget about Lishma, don't worry about Lishma, everything's fine, no problem. And the next Mishnah that implies that even a goy could write a get, because the Mishnah only disqualifies the goy for bringing a get, implying that he can write a get, all these Tanoim were saying, Ketanim could write get, goyim could write get, anybody could write get, those are all Rabbi Meir speaking, who says that the writing of a get is irrelevant, what matters is the signatures. You dug up a braisa that says that a goy can't write a get. You're right. According to Beloz, we can't write a get. And for that matter, neither can a katan. So according to Rav Nachman, there's no difference between goyim and ketanim. It's just simply a question. Do you think ksivas a get requires lishma or not? And if you hold that ksivas a get requires lishma, then forget it. A goy's not going to be able to do it. Rav Nachman says, Omer hoy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, afilu matzah ba'ashpa, chasma v'naso akosher. Rabbi Meir used to say, very dramatic, if you find the get in the garbage, I mean, somebody wrote it for his wife, they decided not to use it, and today's your lucky or unlucky day, you have the same names, so you pick up the get out of the garbage, and you use it. Rav Nachman said, there's nothing wrong, lechatchila you could do that, because there's no requirement of ksivas again. Lishma. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman a question, what? You're going to tell me that you don't require ksivas aget lishma? Is that possible? The chosav law lishma. The possible chumash. The chosav law, Tashma Pes says lishma. Nobody argues on that. My love ksivas aget. Doesn't that possible refer to the writing of the get? Lo chasimas edim. The answer is no, according to Rabbi Meir. That phrase, that possible, the chosav law, is in fact not talking about the writing of the text of the get. It's talking about the signatures, but in Achanam and Kohen Tzuri Meir, you can pull it out of the garbage. A goy can write the Kohen, a donkey, right? I don't care who writes it. There is no din of Ksivus again altogether, according to Kohen Tzuri Meir. Eisvei Rava, so Rava kept on shepherding his Rebbe Rav Nachman, says it can't be. We have so many sources that indicate that a get has to be written with Shema. It's hard to believe Rebbe Meir denies all of these sources. Rebbe Meir disagrees with everything. Eisvei Rava. The opening mishnah of the third parak that says a get that's not written. You saw the word written. Ksiva means ksiva, doesn't mean chasima. So the mishnah says a get has to be written lishma, and if it's not written lishma, it's possible. Ema. So Nachman was not bothered with that question. Nachman said, nah. Shenechtam shalol shemisha possible. Just make a little emendation to the text of the mishnah. Doesn't mean nechtam. Everybody knows. Like b'shem hamelach hachashrosh nechtav v'nechtam b'tabel. Ksiva, chsima, that's all the same thing. It means according to Rabbi Meir, you don't really need ksiva to get l'shma, you need chasim to get l'shma. So Eisvei Rava was relentless. He wouldn't let his Rebbe go. He says, come on, it can't be. We have Mishnayas and Braises and so many statements of Tanoim that talk about ksiva to get. Rabbi Meir disagrees with everything under the sun. We have a Braise that says, kishu kosvo, ki'ilu kosvo l'shma. A very, very cryptic statement of Tanoim. The statement is, when you write it, it's as if you're writing lishma. What does that? What do the words mean? So my love, it must mean as follows: because you kosvo the Torah lishma, kilu kosvo the tofes lishma. There are two parts of the text of a get. There's the toreif and the tofes. The toreif is the main part of the get. That's the specifics of the get. Namely, has the name of the man, the name of the woman, the date. You know, that's the main thrust of that's the individualized part of a get. The toface is the general form, like an exuba. You go to the sperm store, you buy a exuba, so there's 90% of the exuba is already filled out. That just tells you the general part. And then you got to tachas, so who's getting married, who's not getting married, when is it happening? You know, that's what's called the Torah rape. So the rest of the get, which is just a general standardized text, that's called the toface. The toreif is the more important part. The only way for me ever to remember that since I was a kid was toreif. So that's the same words as Torah. So Torah is more important than anything else. So that's the only way I can, Adayamazel, that's the only way I remember those two words. So the toreif is the more important part of the get. So the Braisa says that when you write the get, it's as if you wrote it lishma. So what does that mean? What the Braisa must be meaning is that when you wrote the Torah, it's as if you wrote the toface. I mean, the Torah, as long as you had in mind when you wrote the Torah, that's good enough. So that seems to indicate that you do require ksivas again lishma. Answer the Gemara: shuchospo lishma, kilukosvo lishma. Now, what the Braisa means is that when you sign the get lishma, it's as if you wrote lishma, i.e., you don't have to write lishma. So we have Tana after Tana, Mishnah after Mishnah, Braisa after Braisa, that talks about Ksivas Aget, and with every single time we see the word Ksivas Aget, Ramey just crosses out the word Ksiva and just puts in the word Chasima. Comes and says, no, but Ibai Seima, the Gemara says, no, I'll give you another answer. Hani Masnisi Mani Rabbi Elozahi, the Amede Masira Karsay, that all of those Mishnayas and Braises are not Rabbi Meir. They really are Rabbi Elozer. Don't tell me a story that you're going to cross out Ksiva and put it in Chasim. It's not true. When the Mishnah says Ksiva means Ksiva, when the Braise says Ksiva means Ksiva, Ksiva means Ksiva. Just because you have Tanoim who are saying Ksiva, those are all Rabbi Elozer speaking. So we know Rabbi Elozer holds Ksiva, so again, is the key. Rabbi Meir is a Tana. He's a colleague of Rabbi Elozer. He's entitled to his opinion. So when all the dust settles, we have a major machlekes at Tanoim once again appearing. The machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elozer all revolves around what is the main thrust of a get. Is it the ksiva or is it the chasima? And afkamina being, do the dinam of lishma, etc., carry over to the ksiva or to the chasima? But now we go back to Amishnah. So bottom line is Amishnah that said that a chayrish and a cotton can write a get. So we have two pshatim in Amishnah. Either the pshat was, even though our Mishnah does require lishma of a ksivas aget, but Godel Omer Agabov does the trick. That was the first pshat in the Gemara. The second pshat in the Gemara is that our Mishnah happens to be Rabbi Meir, who doesn't put too much of an emphasis on ksivas aget. So comes the Gemara now, gives a third pshat in the Mishnah from Yehuda Mashmuel, who sheshir makom ha-toyreif, that our Mishnah, when it says, no problem, anyone can write a get, that means provided that the toreif was left out. You left blank the names and the time, the part of the get that really, really matters. And that part is filled in by someone who is, in fact, kosher to write a get. So when the Mishnah says that anybody can write a get, it doesn't mean anyone can write a get. Anyone can write the irrelevant, the not such important parts of the get. The toface of the get, that would technically be okay. V'chein amar b'chag b'shmeid ulevush shiyamach matayref Rabbi Elazar he. And other Amoraim said the same idea, that our Mishnah is in fact Rabbi Elazar, that normally insists on ksivas haget lishma. We're not going down the route of Gol Omer Agavov, but we're saying a new taich of the Mishnah, that the part of the get is missing, that part will be filled in by the Gadol. Rabbi Zreika amar Rabbi Yochanan eina Torah. Rabbi Zreika said the name Rabbi Yochanan eina Torah. We're not listening to you. You just said it's not pshat. That's not the right pshat. My eina Torah. What does that mean, eina Torah? Amar Rabbi Abba kana diachah she'ein koch l'shma v'rami meyed yom edichasi makarsi. Rabbi Yochanan meant is that the Mishnah is highlighting the fact that ksivas haget l'shma is not so important, i.e. the Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yochanan is going back on the other pshat, the second pshat, and saying that's the more correct pshat in the Mishnah. So at the end of the day, we have three working pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah at first glance is very difficult because the Mishnah says, anyone can write a get. Anyone can write a get. What happened to l'shma? We know we have to have a get l'shma. Those are the Mishnayos explicitly need a get l'shma. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So pshat number one is the gadol omer agavov, an adult standing over there and supervising the writing of the get. Pshat number two is that it's Rabbi Meir who downplays the writing of a get l'shma and insists only on the chesibus l'shma. Pshat number three is you can write a get, provided you leave out the important parts of the Torah to be filled in later by someone who can create l'shma. So yes, the Gemara, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan learns this pshat of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan buys into pshat number two that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozahi. There's a sugya earlier on where Rabbi Yochanan himself learned pshat in a previous Mishnah that the Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar. So now it's a little bit strange. One Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, then 2 seconds later, turn the page, it's Rabbi Meir. That doesn't seem to fit. So the Gemara says, I'm a right, never believe Rabbi Yochanan. There are different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan was still saying a Shia, and he was talking about the different possibilities of the pshat in the Mishnah. So some of the Amoraim heard one pshat, other Amoraim heard the other pshat, and said they couldn't figure out. Like sometimes I also say Shia, I say, maybe you can say like this, and then 2 Tamidim give me 2 different answers on the Bechinim. So what did the Rebbe say? So Tamidim Rabbi Yochanan also had they walked out of the Shia with 2 different versions, what Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion was. But at the end of the day, we have 3 working pshatim in our Mishnah. So now that the Mishnah finished talking about the writing of the get, now the Mishnah goes on to the next part, the bringing of the get. So the next Mishnah tells us, Kol Ksher L'Havias again. Anybody is kosher to bring a get, with a few exceptions. Chutz B'Cheire Shaita V'Katon, V'Suma V'Ovik Yechavim. In addition to the 3 people who are Lab and Eidas, a Suma, someone who is blind, cannot be a Shaliach to bring a get, and a non-Jew cannot be a shaliach. So the Gemara is going to question why all these cases are true in a moment. But then the Mishnah elaborates, Kibala katan v'higdil. Let's say Reuven gives a get to a katan. The katan is a week before his bar mitzvah. He gives him the get, and he tells him, go, when you go travel to Israel before your bar mitzvah, be the shaliach to bring my get, bring the get to my wife. And then by the time he gets there, he's ready by mitzvah. So he fell, commit a shaliach. His first mitzvah he does, he gives the get to the wife. So the Mishnah says, wait a second, even though at the time of the giving of the get, he was a gadol, but at the time that he was appointed as a shliach, he was a katan. So that's going to be a problem. Well, cheresh v'nis pakeach. Let's say a person was appointed to be a shliach when he was a cheresh. He couldn't hear, couldn't speak. Then he recovered, then he got better. Or suma v'nis pateach. Or he was blind, and then he got his eyesight back. Or shayte v'nis tafta. Or he was insane when he was appointed to be a shliach, but then he got better. So over kichavon is gaya, or when he was handed the get, he was a non-Jew, and then he was Magayer. So he comes out of the mikvah and he goes, runs to deliver the get that he was appointed to give a week ago. So comes the mission, says posel. In all these cases, the get is posel because the shlichus, nishken shlichus. In order to be a shliach, you have to be a kosher shliach, and you have to be appointed at the time you appointed. You have to be a kosher shliach. You can't become a kosher shliach a week later. Aval. But now the mission says the following would be okay. The person was appointed to be a shaliach when he was healthy, he was able to hear, he was able to speak. And then something happened and he got sick and now he can't hear, can't speak. So there's for a short period of time, he became no longer a bar das, but then he got better. So even though there was a little bit of a break, a little bit of a window of time when he was not acceptable to be a shaliach, that doesn't bother us, because since at the time that he was appointed, he was kosher, at the time that he's actually delivering the get, he was kosher, the fact that in the interim he was pasul, that's not the end of the world. Or pasuach v'nistima v'chazlis patech. Or let's say he was able to see, then he lost his sight temporarily, and then he got it back again. Or shafei v'nishtate v'chazlis nishtate. or he was healthy, psychologically healthy, and then Nebuchadnezzar became a sheik, and then became healthy again. So in all these cases, Chodesh Tav is kosher. These are all kosher. So if you notice, there are two cases that are not given in the second half of the Mishnah. We do not talk about the child who became a mitzvah and became a child again, because we cannot, unless you can figure out a way to turn the clock back, there's no way to do that. And similarly, we don't speak about the Jew who became, the goy became a Jew and then became a goy again. We don't talk about that either. It's interesting. It would seem to indicate for the fact that the Mishnah did not give that case, that goy, Jew, goy, there's no way to become a quote-unquote goy again. Now, what if the person became, I got this, he went and converted to another religion, he used to be a goy, then he became Jewish, and then he goes back, vice versa. He starts out as a Jew, then becomes a goy, then becomes a Jew. That concept of becoming a goy doesn't really exist. Now, once you're Jewish, you remain Jewish the olden world. So that's actually a loaded question. If a person literally converts to another religion, do they lose some degree of Kedushas Yisrael vis-a-vis certain halachas? That's a very, very complicated question. But at least concerning this Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't make mention of this. So Zaklal, the Mishnah says, Kol shetchilas v'sof u'bedas kosher. The bottom line is, as long as when you started out the game, you were a bardas, and when you ended up, you were a bardas, whatever happened in the middle is nishkefelach. It comes to Gemara and wants to know, why are these people possible in the first place to be shlichim? So Bishlam Acherishet V'Kotan, that's why I understand Labrei Dei Aninu. Guy's not a Bar Das, so presumably a Bar Das can't be a shlich. Even that's also not so simple. Where did that come from? So Rashi tries to fill you in what possible, what more that's based on. But Labrei Das are not considered to be kosher to be shlichos. But Avi Kechavim Namit Laber Teiru. But a Goy is a Bar Das, so why can't he be a shlich? So a goy is not someone who has the ability to be mater a woman, namely shlichos of git and doesn't speak to him. In order to give a get, you have to somebody who is shaykh to the parsha of kedusha. So you have to someone who could have kedusha potentially. Tosfos points out the Gemara could have said an easier reason: he can't be shlich altogether. The parsha shlichos was never given to goy; it was given from a Jew to a Jew. A Jew to a goy can't be shlichos. El asuma milo. What's wrong with the suma? A blind person, it's chayav mitzvah bardas. If a sumah is makadosh anisha, she's mikudeshes. So why can't the sumah? Why can't a blind person be a shlich to be a get? So Amar Rav Sheshes, the she'eni yodem minol minosto. Rav Sheshes says it's the technical issue that he can't see who he's getting the get from. He doesn't know. So some guy hands him the get and bring a get to my wife. So the sumah can't tell it. Maybe it's an imposter. Maybe it's a fraud. Maybe somebody else is trying to give a get. And when he comes and brings the get to the woman, how does he know she's the woman? Maybe it's somebody else. So Maskil Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, what? That's the concern. Hech suma muta b'ishto. A blind person can't be together with his wife because he doesn't know, maybe it's not his wife. So he hears a voice. So he knows that even a blind person has ways of recognizing people. Hech b'nei adam utam shosev alayla. How can a person be together with his wife at night? It's pitch black. How does he know that it's his wife? Ela b'tfios eina dekola. How can I b'tfios eina dekola? We hear a voice. If I recognize your voice, so I know that we know that the blind people can recognize people by hearing their voices. So that should be the concern. So there must be another pshat in the Mishnah. So it's very fascinating to note that the two Amoraim who are having this discussion are the two Amoraim who are blind. That Rav Sheshes was blind and Rav Yosef was blind. And they are the two who are fighting back and forth whether the blind person can't give the gift for the father. It's fascinating. I don't think it's coincidental that happened. It's fascinating that the Amoraim, that they can put that into the discussion. So Rav Yosef said, so what is the correct pshat? So the fact that he's blind, so what? He'll hear the voice of the Baal. He recognizes the husband's voice. He recognizes the wife's voice. So why can't he give a get? So the answer is, says Rav Yosef, for a totally different reason. Rav Yosef, this is a throwback to the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that it's a get in chutzlar. It's the Baal Leher, b'fari nechra fai nechtam, b'lom matzah lemeimer. How's he going to say, b'fari nechra fai nechtam? The shliach has to testify that he saw the get being written, he saw the get being signed. So the suma obviously can't say those words with a straight face. So even if he listened and he thinks and he's pretty sure he's got it right, but that text is critical. Obviously the suma cannot say those words. That's the reason why it's not acceptable. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, he said, wait a second, El Miato. He said, if so, Pasuach v'nistama, the matzi avar chenami de kosher. If the whole problem is you can't say the words b'fanei nechta, what if he was okay when the get was handed to him. He was able to see. And then Nebuch, he got sick. He suffered an accident that he lost his eyesight in the middle of the interim before he brings the get. There should be nothing wrong with that. Because even though right now he's blind, he can say before an echad. So the minute that you tell me that the whole problem of the Suma is just a logistical, technical problem, that he can't say the words before an echad, if he was able to see at the time when he got the get, that should be fine. So maybe that's kosher. But it can't be. The Haktani, we said in the Mishnah, Pesuach v'nistama v'chazan espatech kosher. Mishnah said that if you were able to see, then you lost your sight, then you're able to see again, then it's kosher. Chazan espatech in lo chazan espatech lo. The implication is obvious that if you didn't get your eyesight back, that's a problem. What's the wrong implication? Who adin the afagav lo chazan espatech? That the really the halacha actually is that even if you didn't get your eyesight back, that would still be okay. The idea that Tani Shofi v'nishtat v'chazan ishtafa, the reason why the Mishnah had the three levels and said, able to see, not able to see, able to see, because it wanted to keep it parallel with the Shota, with the person who was well, became sick, and well again, time in the chazan ishtafa, halachazan ishtafa lo. When it comes to a Shota, when it comes to a Cheresh, when it comes to people who are lav b'nei das, then it's not enough for them just to receive the get when they were b'nei das. They have to be b'nei das at the time of the chalos of the get as well. So the reality is there's really a difference. There are actually two different categories in the Mishnah. There are some people in the Mishnah who are excluded from being shlichim for real hardcore halachic reasons because they're la b'nei das. So those people must be kosher to be shlichim both at the time when they're appointed as well as at the time when they actually deliver the get. So the happens in the middle, that doesn't bother us. When it comes to a suma is not really a problem. A suma is a logistical, it's a glitch. That suma, Nebuch can't say before Nechtav. So at the time that he gets to get, he better be able to see. What happens later doesn't bother us. So therefore, the Mishnah just wanted to keep the parallel Lashon. That's all. That's why the Mishnah said he got his eyesight back again. But the emphasis, reality is that even if he didn't get his eyesight back, it's still okay. Amravashi, Dekanami, we can actually be bedaik. This is the correct shot in the Mishnah. Diktani, because when the Mishnah concludes, Zach Cloud, this is the rule. Kol shetchilos v'sof a bedaas kosher. The Mishnah highlights the fact that when we're dealing with chesronos, we're dealing with deficiencies of das, then you have to be kosher v'tchilu v'sof. Belong tani kol shetchilos v'sof a bekashrus kosher. The Mishnah doesn't say general kashrus terms, it says the word das. Das highlights, Shema Minah teaches us that when it comes to chesronus, deficiencies of das, you have to be a bar das at the beginning and the end. When it comes to deficiencies of not being able to, just technically, not being able to say before nechtam, as long as tachlis, you were kosher at the time when you got it, that would be okay. So the bottom line is we have just about everybody in Israel and beyond covered as to who can be the shaliach to bring a get. So we know that a cheresha katan fundamentally cannot. Suma fundamentally can, except the chutzlar, its technical glitches of Vaynechdam. A goy cannot. Those are the five people listed in the Mishnah. But there's one person who is conspicuously missing. There's another category of Klai souls missing. And that's the Gemara's next question. So, Bom name Rabbi Ami. Evid Baal Shiyasa Shnei Lekabal Gedishim Yad Baila. What about an Evid Kanani? He's that last guy who's not on the list. So an Evid Kanani is a funny person. He starts out as being non-Jewish. He is purchased to be an Eved to a Yisrael. So he undergoes a partial conversion. Yeah, if he's a man, he gets a bris milah, he goes to the mikvah, but he doesn't become a full-fledged ger. He has a milu tevila, not l'shem geiris, but rather l'shem avdus, l'shem Eved Kenani, or his parallel of shivcha kenanis, goes to the mikvah, l'shem shivchus. And what is their status? The answer is they're somewhere in the middle. They have to keep Shabbos, they have to keep kosher. On the other hand, if it's a man, he's not mistar for a minyan. There's no tefisus kedushin for an eved and for shivcha. So they have certain aspects of Jewishness, certain aspects of non-Jewishness. If and when the master frees them, then they become a full-fledged Jew. But for right now, they're stuck somewhere in the middle. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the unique status of this eved kenani vis-a-vis being a shliach, l'kabal gerisha b'yad b'ayla? So are they closer to the model of the goy would be not acceptable? Or maybe they're closer to the model of Yisrael that would be acceptable. So the Gemara is going to have a whole lumdish discussion about this, going on the Beis, as to what exactly that unique middle status is, the person who actually doesn't make the list of the initial principle. Next year, we'll continue this.
Rabbi, where we are, Mar Makoma.
So tomorrow on regular, right?